Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yep O'Clock.
Hey, y'all.
We're so excited to have you here. We're so excited to yap today. Thank you for tuning us into your earbuds and AirPods and
whatever you kids use these days.
And YouTubes, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Thank you for being here with us.
Your VR headset.
Oh my gosh, that's kind of scary.
Could you imagine if we had a setup that was VR and it was like that chair right there was like you were sitting here?
Oh, that's so weird.
And you could, like, look around and see our apartment.
I would. Oh, that's kind of.
Or would we just be in like a white box?
I think we would just be in a white box because then that's scary if they can see our apartment.
Yeah, it's really cool though.
Like it would be, it would be cool if our friends could sit and see our apartment, but like other random people, like that's.
But our friends already do sit and see our apartment.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know, but wow, that would be. I would do that.
Yeah,
one day.
VR.
Yeah.
VR pod.
I would test that out.
Yeah.
I mean, a few episodes ago, we did test out, like, having professional
lighting,
like, lighting and video. You know, my cousin came over. He was visiting for the week, and he's a videographer, so he offered to record one of our episodes. You know, that worked out. We got some higher quality content out of it, of our faces. But it's really funny because my camera, the camera that we usually film on, is obviously not as high quality as his.
Yeah.
So when he had to cut to a video from our camera,
like
it just looked
angle.
So weird compared to the other footage. And I was like, oh, but like there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
It's that's all we're the cameras
we had. We're a
low budget
indie podcast.
Exactly.
So
once we can afford those, like, $3,000 cameras. And,
yeah, we'll be there. We'll have the huge Panasonic 4K lens.
Yeah.
HD.
Exactly.
But that's just not in the budget right now.
But as of right now, Yep O'Clock is still a just a passion project. It's a...
Absolutely. We don't make any money off of
this. It's a no-income podcast.
This is purely a hobby.
Yeah. And it's fun. And we've been doing it for over 6 months now.
I know.
Which is crazy. I don't feel like it's been that long.
No. Well, what's that saying? It's like if you do something 21 times, it becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep O'Clock.
Yep.
Over 21. And it's funny because, like, we've done it so much that we've navigated life things, too. Like, we've pre-recorded episodes. Currently, the episode that you're listening to right now, like, Isabella's just getting back from Europe,
technically. Yeah, so this is still in the pre-recorded era.
Exactly.
So whatever I'm saying is not going to be relevant by the time we get to when I come back from my trip, but it's relevant right now, and it's like a time capsule.
Exactly.
Because, you know, we haven't gotten to that point where, you know when, like, YouTubers do podcasts, but they're away, and they're just, like, two squares talking to each other?
I've thought about that, too. Like, one day we're probably going to enter that era and have to, like, record it on Zoom or something.
Yeah, which how... Sorry. What? We've been having a fruit fly problem.
Oh,
and there's one right there. You see him?
So here's our first guest on Yap O'Clock.
Yeah, it's a fruit fly.
It's a fruit fly. What do you have to say?
I think we need to turn his microphone up.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little...
Some audio problems. Sorry. Yeah, we'll get you next week.
Yeah. They'll definitely still be here.
But yeah, so I think it's been really great, especially because, you know, like when we launched Yap O'Clock, I was away.
Yeah.
I launched the first episode while I was in Europe.
Yeah.
And I remember.
Now I'm going to Europe.
I remember. I know. It's like full circle.
I know.
Within 6 months. That's crazy. I went to Europe and you went to Europe within 6 months.
So much has happened when you really. You're right. So much has happened in 6 months. Like, as you were saying, like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Makes you really think.
It does make you really think.
Yeah, that's 6 months of CoStar.
Aww. Speaking of, should we read our CoStars?
I believe we should.
I think that was a really good segue. I'm impressed.
I'm working on being really good at doing segues.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
when
really
we start
good.
Having advertisements, I'm really good at being able to like cut to advertisements.
And when there are brands that want to advertise on our podcast, like obviously we're going to choose brands that we like.
Yeah.
And that we actually use or we would use the product. Like, it's
not
going
to
be...
Shout out to Liquid IV.
Shout out Liquid IV. Did you guys see that? Did I speak about that? Maybe I'll speak about...
I don't think you did.
I think I'll speak about that after the CoStar.
Okay.
Okay, so do you want to read your CoStar?
Yes, because mine is call an ambulance, call an ambulance, but not for me.
What?
Every choice carries a consequence.
Oh, yeah.
Not for me.
Not for you.
But not for me. Do. Movie nights. Reading aloud. Soft sheets. Done.
Okay.
Don't. Expectations. Ruthlessness. Ultimatums.
Don't do that today.
Oh. You're giving yourself permission. Today at a glance, for you, make space for your truth by doing something that gives you joy or inspiration.
Okay. Inspo.
Inspo.
I love that.
Now,
okay.
What does yours say?
Mine says, make space for your truth by doing something that gives you joy or inspiration.
Oh, why did it make me read your thing?
I know. That's crazy.
I thought it was going to give me something cool. Well, my bad.
Oh, you think my co-star's not cool?
Well, I just thought it was going to say something else.
Right.
I wanted to say more and be more unique and different.
Exactly. Not exactly what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Do sushi.
Oh.
Wine bottles.
Okay.
Unexpected kisses. That was so unexpected. Oh, my gosh. So we did that. Check.
Check.
don't. Cold war.
Oh.
Fisticuffs.
Okay.
And downplaying.
Okay, well, don't downplay the Cold War.
I guess, and then don't fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of fisticuffs, it's really funny because when I was a senior in high school, I was in drama, and we did Oliver, the show.
Oliver Twist?
Yes.
Okay.
And I played Dodger, and in one of the songs called I'd Do Anything, there was a line that Dodger says, "What, fisticuffs?" And everybody was obsessed with that line and the way that I said it. And yeah, so we'd all just go, "What, fisticuffs?" And that was my line.
That was your moment.
So I can't do that today, I guess.
Okay, no more quoting.
Ooh, but I have a friend update for you.
Oh.
This is really funny. To Isabella, spring cleaning means cutting off friends with bad vibes. Friends or something more, who knows? To me, spring cleaning means re-gifting the ugly sweater your grandma gave you over the holidays. Yeah. You know what? I've matured. If my grandma gives me an ugly sweater, I tell her it's an ugly sweater. And she takes no offense to it.
That's beautiful.
So she stopped buying me clothes because anything she bought me,
you didn't like.
I didn't like. And it's like, grandma, it's nothing personal against you. It's just,
I'm just letting you know.
It's just not my fashion sense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm modern, and anytime I wear ripped jeans,
I'm
she goes,
and cool.
"I'm so cool, Grandma." Anytime I wear ripped jeans, she's like, "Oh, your jeans have holes in them, and you paid like $60 for that? Crazy."
You go, "Yeah, it's sick, Grandma."
It's so rad.
You just don't get me.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble in everything today.
Aw. I'm sorry.
Today, there's a little person in your head saying that it is self-centered to be spontaneous. It's not. You just haven't accepted that running means running away from yourself, too. Express how you feel. Check. Try not to hide from difficulty. Check. This month, you are ready to expand the definition of who you are.
Yes!
This is a commendable move for someone who has a habit of overestimating themselves. Break up with your image. Your main challenge right now is to pay close attention to ego clashes getting in the way of your ambitions. People will come to you if they want to.
Yeah, you have such a big ego.
Oh,
crazy.
It really does ruin my relationships.
Yeah. You're just better off alone. But whatever. Anyway, mine says, you are ready to get started on that major project that's been on the back burner. Periods of inactivity just mean you are doing a different kind of work. It's up to you. Your work this month is to understand the difference between being social and being solitary. When you emotionally detach, you undermine yourself. Get comfortable with duality. Your main challenge right now is to pay attention to your unconscious mind without taking its messages too literally, and to protect your psyche from people who try to pull you into their negative emotional spirals. Knowing what you truly want takes practice. I feel like that last paragraph I've been getting the past few times.
Sorry, it's pulling closer to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like I've been getting it the past few times, but whatever. Oh, I have the power of Riz, magnetism, and supernatural grace and creative flow.
Again.
Happy
for you.
Wow. Sorry. What was I? What, Liquid IV. That's what I wanted to get back to.
Yeah, talk about Liquid IV. What did they do for you?
I'm getting better at remembering things quicker. Like things that were like, oh, we'll circle back to it. And it's like,
and then 30 minutes later, we're circling back to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. So now I'm getting better at it. So Liquid IV. So as you guys know, I've been in a little bit of a depressive slump. If you follow me on Instagram, then I have been posting about it, or TikTok, I've been posting about it. And the other day, I just made a random video because, like, obviously when you're depressed, you don't take care of yourself as much as you should. So that meant that on my days where I'm not at work, I was, like, not drinking water. And to combat that, I had liquid IV, because I always keep a stock of liquid IV because we live in Florida and it's hot. Like, right now it's March and it's 80 degrees.
And I'm dying.
And, like, what is that, right? So so I keep a stock of liquid IV. Anyway, I made just a random video. I set up my phone really quick and I was like, you know, I've been in a depressive slump recently and, like, I just want to shout out liquid IV because, like, they've been keeping me hydrated, and this is just a reminder to be kind to yourself and stay hydrated and eat well, you know, whatever. Yeah. I tagged them because, like, I'm just in the habit of tagging any products now or any brands that I talk about, because you never know. Trying to get that bag, queen. Exactly. Better than me. Mm-hmm. And you know what? My you never know paid off, because I tagged them, and, like, 30 minutes later, they commented and they said, sending you love and a DM. And I went, what? So they sent me a DM and they were like, hey, we're sorry that you're having a really bad time right now. We would love to send you a little care package. Do you mind sending us your address? And I'm like, oh my God, of course I'd love to send you my address. I'm like, thank you so much. This is so nice. So I sent them my address and they just liked the message. And, like, 2 days later, I got a package from them. And I opened it up. I made a little video on my TikTok. I stitched the video. And they sent me, like, 4 bags of liquid IV, all flavors, mostly all flavors that I have never tried before. So I'm really excited. There's one pack that's a cotton candy flavor, and they have 8 of pink cotton candy and 8 of blue cotton candy.
I'm gonna try a sip of that whenever you open one.
I would really like to see, number one, what the difference is, because people who say that, like, there's not a difference between pink and blue, like, it's just the color.
Pink is like strawberry-y to me, and blue is like
blue raspberry. Just tastes like blue. Yeah. And, like, I know there's a difference in my mind, and I prefer blue cotton candy, but I'd really like to see if the liquid IVs taste different, mm-hmm. or if they're just making it pink and blue.
Yeah, when you crack that one open, you call me. I 100%. Love cotton candy flavored things.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Do you prefer pink or blue?
I prefer a third option.
Green?
Green.
Okay.
I love green cotton candy.
I feel like you don't find green
many
places.
It's never anywhere.
Yeah.
It's annoying. But, like, when you get those monster bags and they have pink, blue, and green, I always get that one because I want the one at the bottom.
We had those last night.
I know. But yeah. I had already had a bucket of lemonade. I'm like, that's way too much sugar.
Yeah.
So I had to be strong because mm-hmm. I knew that I wouldn't be able to eat all that.
I know. It was a lot. Yeah. But, yeah, I feel like you don't find green.
No, it's unfortunate.
Should we buy a cotton candy maker?
Yeah, I used to have one when I was little.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted a cotton candy maker.
Mine, I don't know if it was, like, an authentic cotton candy machine, though, because it was, like, you just melt, like, a random piece of candy and it would just spin it.
Oh.
So you could have, like, Jolly Ranchers made great cotton candy.
Interesting.
But they had, like, mixes.
Uh-huh.
But if, like, we got, like, an actual cotton candy machine, that would be fun.
That would be really fun. Oh, my gosh.
Yep O'Clock cotton candy.
Yep O'Clock events. We should have, like, pink and yellow.
Yeah.
Yep O'Clock for our 1 year.
Yeah, let's do a cotton candy
event. Oh, my gosh. If there's any brands that are cotton candy machines, if you guys want to either come to our 1 year event, mm-hmm. We still have to find the venue and the guest list and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, like, I'm sure we'll have people reaching out to us at that mm-hmm. point. So if you're a brand and you want to come to our event and help us host, that would be really nice of you.
Let's
Thank
have
you.
A ball pit. Do you know that?
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
yeah.
The ball pit,
yeah.
The thing with the scam.
What? Oh. The scam.
So back in the day, there was a con that was about to be hosted. And they're like, oh, there's going to be a ball pit. And everyone's like, oh, this is so cool. So people paid all this money to go. And it was basically an empty con with just a ball pit. And so
I mean, it wasn't false advertising.
And, well, hold on.
There was a ball pit.
I forgot.
That's not very nice, but they didn't lie.
Dash con. That's what it looked like in there.
Oh, that's not even a good ball pit.
Yeah, so that was... So it's been a meme. Like, people have gone as the DashCon ball pit.
That's really funny. And when, like, did that take place?
That happened in 2014, I believe, was the first one.
They had more after that?
No, that was it. It was supposed to be, like, a Tumblr con. But there have been memes where it's, like, when there are, like, events or Comic-Cons that fail, people will Photoshop the DashCon ball pit
there. I feel like that's, like, an earlier version of that Willy Wonka experience that happened last year.
Yes, that's a very good comparison.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, so the ball pit has been, like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you just had to be there. I don't even know.
We'll have an actual ball pit.
Huh?
We'll have an actual ball pit.
We'll have the DashCon ball pit, but it's, like, the actual authentic one.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
We'll go find it.
Okay.
And pull it from, like, the museum it's sitting in and have it there.
Yeah. We'll do that. Okay, that sounds really nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys have any other suggestions for what we should...
Or we should go to a trampoline park.
Ooh.
Like, it's a birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Rent it out. Yeah. Who's the birthday for? Our podcast.
And they're all going to be like, oh... Influencers in the Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be funny.
Or we could do laser tag. Just
I love laser tag. Okay, I've only been, like, twice.
Do we live anywhere near one?
I don't know.
I had one in my hometown called Laser Quest, and then it shut down.
Oh. I don't know if the one in my hometown is still operational or not. Mm. But I remember the first time I went laser tagging, we were hosting a bunch of French kids.
Nice.
So I had a French girl living with me for like a week.
Okay.
And it's really funny because, like, it was in my crazy hair color era, and I don't know what possessed me to do this, like, right before these French people came. And, like, when you think of French people, like, you think, like, they're...
Posh.
They're just, like, yeah, they're not, like, very out there. And it was, what, 2014? So it was a little bit, maybe 2015, so it was a little bit more, like... conserved with the expression. I dyed my hair blue right before these French people came. And I went, oh my God. And so the girl, like, we'd connected on Facebook a few days before that, so I think she'd seen that my hair was blue. But, like, she got there and all the French kids were like, oh my God, because I was, like, the only kid in my class with colored hair.
You should have told them it was natural.
Oh, my God.
Americans have naturally recurring blue hair.
Yeah, just natural blue hair.
Yeah. It's a colonist gene.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I had blue hair with all these French kids, which is crazy. But first time I went laser tagging was with that whole group. Like, me and some kids who were also hosting some French kids. We all went together. And we just had a blast. And
as
it was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my story about the blue hair. And I forget why I went on that tangent.
I also don't remember.
Laser tag, and the Yap O'Clock 1 year anniversary.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So,
yeah, let us know if you guys have any other suggestions. And if maybe you would like to be on the PR list for attending a Yap O'Clock party.
We
if you're
can make
local,
Yap O'Clock swag.
If you're local to the Central Florida area,
yeah.
We can make some Yap O'Clock swag. That'll be fine.
We can have glasses that are clocks.
Oh, my gosh.
Pink and yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Which is funny, because you look good in pink and I look good in yellow.
Yeah.
So we can be going as SpongeBob and Patrick.
Oh my gosh, perfect.
Yeah.
SpongeBob, we're not trying to steal your brand. Don't sue us.
We love you. Well, actually, we have a little bit of beef because we went on your birthday to meet SpongeBob, and I guess he skipped town that day.
I know.
Gary was sick.
SpongeBob was not in Bikini Bottom, or he wasn't there.
It was only Squidward and Patrick.
I was so mad. For my 25th birthday, my whole, like, thing was that I wanted to go to Universal to meet SpongeBob and say, hey, SpongeBob, what's funnier than 24? 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, and it was supposed to be, like, Squidward and Patrick for one, and then, like, SpongeBob for the next. And then it was just Squidward and Patrick all day, and we asked the attendant, and she was like, no, it's literally just them. And I went, no.
Yeah, I even bought you earrings for the occasion.
I know.
Bikini Bottom earrings.
Yeah.
Which were, like, they were the
little flowers. Yeah, they're
cute.
This
is perfect to meet SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
You need these.
And no, I had to meet Squidward and Patrick, and I was upset. I didn't even think I told them. I had a birthday button.
Yeah.
But I don't think I told them.
Because it didn't matter at that point.
It didn't matter. And they didn't match the energy, honestly. And Squidward.
No, they're just standing there.
Squidward was just Squidward, you know, like that made sense. And Patrick was just like, hey.
Yeah.
You know?
But, so now when you turn, what, maybe 27 is when that place is opening up, the hotel with SpongeBob?
Maybe.
Will you be 27?
Oh, probably. Well,
or is it opening
this year? I'm turning 27 this year.
I don't know. I don't like to think about how when the next Sonic movie comes out, I'll be 27.
Ew, you'll be almost my age.
They gotta hurry it up.
Like, that's crazy. I'll be 30, right? I'll be almost 30?
Yeah.
Which is scary. I'll be in my third decade of life. That's crazy. But yeah, I think it was last week we were talking about this like hotel condominium thing that they're opening up in Kissimmee. I think it's in Kissimmee. What?
Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Orlando is scheduled to open in early 2026.
Early 2026, so I'll be turning 28.
Oh, there'll be more than 420 rooms.
Ha 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 ha.
Right, as always.
Okay.
Sorry, but I cut you off. What were you saying?
I'll be turning 28.
I'll be 25.
Ugh.
Possibly 26, depending on
how
early that is.
Ah, jeez. Well, speaking of, what do you want to do for your 24th birthday?
I don't know.
What's in your plans? Will you be traveling? Will you be here?
I should hopefully be here. There's a few ideas popping around my head.
Yeah.
We could do Medieval Times. Because last year we did Pirate Medieval Times.
Yes, that was fun.
Or I've also been pitched the idea of going to that horror movie Comic-Con thing. It's like, it's at the end of June.
Oh.
Or, I don't know. We could do, I've always wanted to go to those like Clear Springs.
Yeah.
And like paddleboard. Never been paddleboarding, but I feel like that's a safe place to learn.
Uh-huh.
Or like Old Flour Mill, whatever. That place with the pancakes. It's on TikTok all the time.
What?
You go to this like old sugar mill and they have the flat top and you make pancakes there and it's right by a spring. You know what I'm talking? I've sent you videos about it.
I don't recall that off the top of my mind. Drive. Oh, well, we'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll take the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll do something.
Yeah.
We'll gather up. Oh my gosh, we should rent a car.
The collective.
And like,
we should rent like a van.
Yeah.
Like a bus.
And then go on a little road trip.
All our friends in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that sounds fun.
I like that. Because we just keep collecting people.
I know.
And they're all really cool people. And so I always want everyone to be at the same place.
Exactly. And it's like the group grows and I'm like, oh my God, there's so many people.
Yeah, because I'm like, I want to do this. But there's too many people, and I don't want to cut anybody out. So let's just go find something else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really the struggle. My life is so hard. I have so many friends I genuinely enjoy being around that I want to hang out with all of them all the time.
Your life really is so hard. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, can I transition?
Yes, of course.
Into my life being so difficult.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Yesterday, I did something really cool.
Uh-huh.
I stood up for myself.
You did, and I'm so proud of you.
I stood up for myself live on Broadway.
Yeah.
I had an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. I had an ex come crawling back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, fine, I'll give you a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, whatever.
Yeah.
I had nothing going on. So
exactly.
I was like, whatever, let's try it out. And we went on 4 dates. We're about to go on a 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, so is this going somewhere? I'm getting mixed signals.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to
like, yeah,
stand up. Stand the fuck up.
Right. Stand up. Show me you've changed
stand
a little
business.
Bit. Stand on business.
Unfortunately, I stood on business.
100%.
Here is what happened.
Uh-huh.
So basically, we had plans yesterday night to go out to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He texts me 5 hours before I'm supposed to meet up with him.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, hey, like, sorry, I can't do tonight because I need to start, like, working more and I picked up a shift. and like, please don't murder me. But I didn't know he picked up a shift yet.
And he has to enter his winter arc. Yeah, he's or like, technically I have to get on spring
my,
arc.
My grind mode.
Crazy that he said that.
And here's the thing. I go, oh, well, that's fine. Like, I understand you need to start saving money. You know, whatever. Like, let's still go out tonight on me. And mm-hmm. he goes, oh, well, I work tonight. Can we do like tomorrow or a day after that? And I was like, first off, I was pissed at the original text.
Mm-hmm.
And then I already picked up a shift.
Yeah, without consulting you, because
without telling me.
They had been seeing each other on the same night every single week.
Every single week.
It's not like it was a different day every week.
Yeah.
Same night.
Yeah. I'm so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Dunkin' Donuts with my friend. And she was like, I'm scared. I said, why? And she goes, I have never seen you this angry before. Because I'm chill. I'm calm.
Yeah.
I am silently driving.
Mm-hmm.
My hands are on the wheel. And I'm just...
Mm-hmm.
I'm angrily tapping. And she's like, I've never seen you like this. She's like, I've seen you crash out mode. I've never... Because I am like a calm before the storm angry.
Yeah.
That's a scary version of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's pre-crash out. Whatever. Anyway, so I come home and I tell our other friend who just was sitting on our couch, mm-hmm. and then you are in here and you hear me. And you
I
pop
hear,
out.
I'm in my room just chilling and I hear, blah, 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 blah. He texted me this. And I went, is she talking about who I think she's talking about? And she's like, yeah, and he canceled on us tonight. And I opened my bedroom door and I went, what?
Yeah. Because none of us can mind our business in this house.
No, exactly. The walls are thin. You hear everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So he cancels, and then I'm tricking him into a conversation. I'm like, oh, when do you work? What time's your shift? Are you working late tonight? And then I'm mm-hmm. doing the math and thinking, well, legally, he can't work more than these hours. I know he's like part-time, whatever, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I go, he cannot start before this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask him, what time's your shift start? He leaves me on red.
Yeah.
I go, no, no, no. I sit right there in that chair. I call his ass up.
Uh-huh.
It's ringing. It's ringing. We're all sitting there. Also, we had a whole signal where it was thumbs up meant I like what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's being reasonable.
Yeah.
Thumbs down means I don't like what he's saying. Red flag. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen cast members do it. It's this thing they do where they cover their hand over their eye and raise up their arm. That's called a distress.
Yeah.
That meant red flag because I was on speaker. So I was like, you guys cannot talk. He cannot know I'm in a room with people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have something to say, thumb up, thumb down, distress.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're sitting where you are.
Yes.
And then they're on the couch. And I call him up. And then it rings, it rings, it rings, it rings, it rings. He picks up. But it's like dot, dot, dot. Like, he doesn't say anything. And then he goes,
yeah.
Hello?
I thought it was about to be like
a voice memo. Like,
yeah,
like,
a voicemail.
Your inbox is full. Please call later.
Because he let it ring for a while. I thought it was going to go to voicemail.
He knew his time was up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He was probably like sitting there looking at it ring, being like, oh my God.
He's probably like, it's happening.
Yeah.
And I call him up, and I just go, oh, hey, oh, he goes, what's up, trouble?
Yeah.
And I go, he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, what's up? Like, I have a really quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
you said it so nicely, too.
And I think that tricked him into thinking me being like, oh, I these days aren't working for me. Can we schedule something else?
Mm-hmm.
I call him up, whatever. Hey, I have a really quick question. So, what did I say? Like... So is this going somewhere or are you just going to waste my time?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And then it is silent on the phone. There, you can grab the stillness.
Yeah.
Like, it was thick. It was cut with a knife. It was heavy. Mm-hmm. And then it's a 5-minute call. And then I go, so what did I say? I go like, so do you think I don't have a social life?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I... canceled plans for this tonight because this has been a thing we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, but then you don't tell me until last minute.
Yeah.
So clearly you don't value my time or me as a person.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it was so funny me being like, do you think I don't have a social life?
Right. You're one of the most social people that I know. You have so many friends. Obviously, if you want plans, you can make plans. And people are always inviting you to things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said no to the strawberry festival to do this.
Yeah.
And you grabbed that so angrily. And then it's, again, silent. And I said, Like, do you not value, you clearly don't value me as a person and my time, which is valuable. Mm-hmm. And that hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
Flat out. Just that hurts my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts going, he dodges the question.
Oh my God. I know.
And starts talking about how, oh, well, I have to work a lot and, you know, school's really hard and like I have chores I have to do. What?
Yeah.
Are you in high school?
He was like, yeah, I got to start doing some chores and like blah, blah, blah and learning.
And then I cut him off. So you don't have time for a relationship. Well, it's not that.
So yes or no?
Yes or
you
no.
Don't have time for a relationship, right?
He keeps rambling on because mm-hmm. I've, you know, whatever. And oh my gosh, what else did I say? I was so, well, so, so you know, what you're saying is you don't have time for a relationship. And then I think I like stopped him. I go, yeah, whatever. Oh my God, how did I get to the conversation piece? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
Oh my God. Well, she filmed the whole video.
It was so exhilarating.
But basically I said like, I forget how I got to the point, but mm-hmm. I was like, you know, you're not the man I thought you were.
Like you said all these things about you changing.
Oh, yeah. You said very kind things to me at the very beginning. And now we're here and I'm confused.
You're the same old.
Yeah. You said all these things that made me think you possibly changed. But mm-hmm. your actions are showing me you are the same person I knew a year ago. Mm-hmm. And you are not the man I thought you were.
Yeah.
And I go, and all I want to know is this going somewhere?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you know, I'm not looking for anything serious right now. And I go, oh, okay, great. Let me stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like he did the sigh. He went, you know, when a man does the sigh, it's done.
Nothing good's going to come out of his mouth.
I've heard the sigh multiple times. Yeah. It's done at that point.
Yeah.
They've made up their mind.
Yes. And I go, I'll stop you right there. So you come crawling back
mm-hmm.
and you don't want anything serious. And he scoffs.
Yeah. He's like, ah.
And he goes, yes.
Uh-huh.
And I go, okay, great. That door I left open for you a year ago has now shut closed. And I think I'm going to block you on everything now. So mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, and you're like, do not contact me again.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, so, and he was like, well, you know, I was like, and I hope, you know, enjoy your shift, I guess. Blah, 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 blah. Because he broke up with me before my PM shift once. And
yeah.
It felt like, it's like, I'm not just doing this for me. I'm doing this for her.
Yeah.
Her being me last year, who's dead now. She doesn't exist.
No.
Because it was like, I'm not just standing on business because my feelings are hurt. It's because of what you did to me last year. Mm-hmm. I cannot let this slide peacefully.
No.
I am not going to go quietly into the night.
Mm-mm.
I am standing on business before. And then I'm like, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, great. So I hope you enjoy your shift. I guess whatever. Like, da-da-da. And he's like, well, I hope, you know, you have a good life. And I said, well, I don't think you do.
Because mm-hmm.
you came in to waste my time. So clearly you don't want the best for me.
Right.
And then I went, all right, well, bye. Like
yeah.
that. And then he goes, bye. And I...
Boom.
Oh, and also I said, I do think, oh, this was, I know this one by heart because my friends and I have been quoting it where I go. I said, it's also on my TikTok, but that's been posted like weeks ago
mm-hmm.
at this point because we're pre-recording, where I said, I do hope that you mature and become a man at your big age of 25, but mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. That at was your big age of 25, you're learning how to do chores.
You're 25 years old. Grow up.
You're still playing around with somebody's feelings? No.
You're wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing in the way of the person I'm meant to be with. Grow up, because you're lonely.
You come crawling back saying, "You, oh my God, I was thinking about you, blah, 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 just to do that?
I don't care anymore.
No.
And it's just like, it felt so good to say, do you not think I do other things and have a life outside of you?
Yeah.
Are you so narcissistic? And pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So that was me standing on business. And I think I have really stepped into... I've always been no nonsense. But mm-hmm. that was me being like, what you're doing is wrong. And I'm calling you out on it. And I'm removing... I take myself out of the narrative.
You had your Eliza moment.
I know. I was like... Mm-hmm. Here's what we're not going to do.
No.
Because I even... Oh, also, and he's like, I was thinking about what you said about how you spent this whole year working on yourself and growing. You're 25. Mm-hmm. I'm 23.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have had these revelations already.
Right. Your frontal lobe...
Is developed.
Is already developed.
That's... You're done. That's it for you.
Go mature somewhere else, far away from me.
Go fucking eat a salad with protein or something.
Maybe.
With brain mushrooms that help your brain grow. You know what I'm talking about?
Like the lion. You're going to say like bran flakes, but brain flakes.
No, it's like there's like lion's mane. It's like supposed
yeah,
to help your brain.
Yeah, all those type of things. Yeah. Adaptogens. Go have some adaptogens.
Yeah.
Some mushrooms.
Something. Jesus.
Something.
Yeah. So, you know.
Like, I don't understand. It makes me so angry.
Yeah. And then it's like. I did that and it was like, wow, I'm stepping into who I'm supposed to be.
I'm so proud of you.
The Isabella who does stand on business and stands up for me.
Exactly.
Because why? I would never treat myself that way.
Exactly.
Ever.
Ever. You don't deserve that.
Yeah. I've had men come into my life, into my world, into my space, mm-hmm. and demand I make room for them.
No.
Never again.
No.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But yeah, no, like I dated someone that was like in my home, in my room, being like, I want to be able to leave my stuff here. Can you move your things around? You're in my space.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
You don't make that space for me.
Right.
So why should I make it for you?
It's not reciprocated.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and be your mommy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think that was the biggest sign of growth is that I had this... rekindle flame, try to come back, and I go,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I said,
yeah,
you will not disrespect me a third time.
I'm so proud of you for how you stood up for yourself.
Thank you.
You're absolutely amazing, and you deserve the best. And Isabella's next man, we're manifesting.
Yes,
that he just fits seamlessly into everything.
Yeah.
Like, he treats you how you deserve,
mm-hmm.
and he makes you feel wanted all the time from the get-go.
Yes.
And he values you.
Recognizes that I am the best he'll ever have.
Exactly. And he appreciates that, and you appreciate him, mm-hmm. and it's a partnership.
Yeah.
That's what I'm manifesting for Isabella for
you
her next...
You want your relationship to elevate you.
Exactly. You want to be better for each other.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. And it's... I don't know. There's something about putting yourself first and valuing you and being like, yes, I am all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to sit here and beg for you to treat me the way I deserve.
I think that changes the heartbreak conversation a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes the power out of that person making you feel bad. And it brings the power back into yourself. Yeah. Of you elevating yourself and bringing yourself up, because you are the only person that's going to be with you 24/7.
Yes, all the time. You are stuck with you.
For your entire life. So you deserve to treat her with kindness.
Yes.
So
defend her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give her what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that also like helps to shift that perspective a little bit.
Yes.
And being like, I'm taking the power back because I'm standing up for what I deserve.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know,
because it's like you should be your own hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can have friends and family and loved ones who defend you, but you should always be your own hero.
Your
be
biggest
your own...
advocate.
Absolutely. You should be the cavalry for you. You know.
Exactly.
So just something to consider that, it, you know what, it took me a long time to get there because mm-hmm. I knew it. I just couldn't stand up.
Yeah. It takes a lot of... like working on yourself and being able to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
To be able to say those things because it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like coming from a people pleaser, like it's just like, it's like, I don't want to hurt this person's feelings, but also this person is hurting my feelings and not caring about it.
Yeah. What's that thing we said? I'm a recovering people pleaser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's what it is. So you have to really take that into mind and being like,
mm-hmm.
I need to say this because they don't care how they're making me feel.
Yeah. And if you brought it up, the right person would be like, I'm so sorry that you feel that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You will never scare the right person away. You will never say the wrong thing to the right person.
Yes. And while it may suck that it's like, wow, that wasn't the right person. But would you rather have spent your whole life with the wrong guy, the wrong person, the wrong girl?
No.
No. Because, you know, the guy that I just threw to the curb, he asked me, what do you think makes a good life? And I go, well, of course, with your whole life, you will always regret things.
Yeah.
But the things you regret should be lesser than the things you don't regret. Like, if you're like, oh, man, I wish I had gone to school for marine biology, but if I had gone, I would have never met my best friend, Sam.
Yeah.
I would have never been here to meet these people at this time that elevated my life. Exactly. So you can look at it and be like, oh, I never did this, I never did that, da, da, da. But you can be like, I didn't do this, and it led me here.
Exactly. You recognize that growth.
Yes.
And that change.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's a good perspective to have. And I think a lot of people, there are a lot of people who don't have that perspective. And it makes me sad because it's made my life better.
Yeah.
Because I could be all doom and gloom and victim mentality and all that kind of stuff. But like, if I hadn't have made the choices that I did, I would not be here. And I wouldn't have the same people in my life. And I wouldn't be on Yap O'Clock podcast. Exactly. Right?
The place where everyone wants to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if I hadn't have taken the step and moved down to Florida when I did, then I wouldn't have met you. I wouldn't have gotten the job that I did. Yeah. And we wouldn't be here in this beautiful apartment. We wouldn't be here with this beautiful friendship. And we wouldn't be having these deep conversations. And I probably would never have had the life experience that I have.
Yes. I agree.
So I'm grateful for all of it. There has been ups and downs, and there's been hurt and heartbreak, and there's been joy and love.
And that is life.
Exactly.
Well, to my experience with that is when I was just out of college, I applied for the Savannah Bananas. And I made it past the first round of interviews, and then I got to the second interviews, and they said no. And that was really devastating. I really wanted to work for them.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, all that I could say to my parents, like, are you okay? Like, da da da. And all I could say was, this just means that there is a door somewhere that has opened up. It's out. There's a door. That door slammed in my face. I said, but there's some door somewhere that has just opened up, and it is now my job to go find it. Yeah. I found that door, and now I'm right here. So, really, I don't care that I didn't get to work for the Savannah Bananas for a summer.
Yeah, it worked out.
I got to be here and meet all the people I've met, all the people I love, and all the life, like you said, all the life experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really great, and it's something to be that I have to remind myself quite often. Like look back on it and being like, you know, life isn't so bad. Like, yes, I can be depressed and, and blah, blah, blah. We all go through emotions, and depression is not just a one-time thing.
It's not a phase, Mom.
It's not a phase, Mom. Yeah. But, you know, you're still here, and you get to be thankful and grateful and happy with all the people in your life.
Yeah.
And it's really something special.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a really good note to end on, I'll be honest.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming to episode 27.
27.
Of Yap O'Clock.
Yeah.
And I hope to see you guys on the next time around on episode 28. When I'm back from Europe.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe I just never come back.
Oh, okay.
I just move there. Oh. I meet a French guy. Actually, no, I don't like him. I meet a... How about I meet an Italian guy that's in Paris at the time?
Yeah.
And he's like, ciao, Bella, but not actually ciao. More like, please move to Italy with me. And I go, okay. He's also like, I'm a millionaire. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, but no, thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us, you know, whenever you listen. Could be every week. It could be once a month. That's fine.
Right. It's fine if this is your first time listening to us, too.
Yeah, we just appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Yeah. We appreciate you all.
Of course, of course. Yes, yes, yes. We'll see you on the next episode.
All right. Bye. Bye.